Jubilate Deo omnis terra, salvum dicite nomini eius, date gloriam laudi eius. Shout with joy to God all the earth, sing ye a psalm to his name, give glory to his praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, the holy apostle James, whose advice for our new life we have just heard, had received teachings from the risen Savior himself. Therefore, we should not be surprised by the tone of conscious authority with which he speaks to us. Jesus had also deigned to grant him one of his particular manifestations. In fact, James was present with Peter and John at the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. And this shows us the affection with which Jesus honored the apostle to whom he was also bound by ties of blood on the part of his mother, who was also called Mary. This holy woman, we know, had gone to the tomb with her sister Salome and Mary Magdalene. She is one of the figures of women who never abandoned the Master, worthy mother of such a great son. James the Less is truly the apostle of the Easter season, a time in which everything speaks to us of the new life that we must lead with the risen Christ. He is the apostle of works. It is he who transmitted to us that fundamental maxim of Christianity: faith without works is dead. If faith is necessary for us Christians before anything else, then without works, it remains a dead faith, unable to save us. St. James insists a lot on the obligation we have to cultivate in ourselves the study of truth and to keep ourselves on guard, to be always vigilant against that culpable forgetfulness that causes so much damage in imprudent souls and also in lukewarm and cowardly souls. Among those in whom the Paschal mystery has been accomplished, there will be, unfortunately, some who will not persevere in their resolutions. And this misfortune will happen to them because they will let themselves be taken up by cares of the world, forgetting to perform the works of charity that make the pure and immaculate religion real and concrete. Dear faithful, let us remember, therefore, that we must not tire of walking in the new life, imitating that of the risen Jesus who can no longer die. On this journey, we must proceed, as all the readings of today's Mass indicate, with trust, with hope, and with perseverance. Only thanks to the constant and heartfelt application of these virtues, adhering to this behavior without deviating, will we be able to feel the growth in our soul of the joy that is sung in the intro. Shout with joy to God all the earth, sing ye a psalm to his name, give glory to his praise. And from the soul must begin a testimony of righteousness, of holiness, as invoked in the column. In the verses of the Alleluia, we read, the risen Christ has redeemed us with his blood. I proceed from the Father and have come into the world. Now I leave the world and return to the Father. It is clear then, dear faithful, this Sunday is the link between the resurrection and the imminent ascension of our Lord. While waiting for our ascension, to merit this reward, eternal salvation at the end of our life, prayer is necessary. The kind of prayer that reaches the Father through the mediation of the Son, the High Priest, who continually interprets our material and spiritual needs before the Father. Through Christ and in Christ, we have become adopted children of this heavenly Father. This is what St. John is talking about in today's Gospel passage. announcing the approach of Jesus' farewell to the earth. When the Savior, at the Last Supper, announced to the apostles his imminent departure, they were still far from understanding all that he wanted to say. Their faith was limited to believing that he had come from God. It was a very weak faith, which quickly evaporated, as we saw later. We saw it in Peter's denial, in the fear of the apostles closed in the cenacle, at the abandonment of our Lord at the crucifixion on Mount Calvary. But in the Easter days, close to the risen Master, enlightened by his word, they learn and understand better who he is. The moment has come when he no longer speaks to them in parables. We have seen what precise teachings he gave them, how he prepares them to become the teachers of the world. Now they can say to him, O Master, you have truly come from God. It is precisely for this reason that they now understand even better the loss that threatens them. They begin to feel the immense void that will be caused by his absence. Thus, Jesus begins to gather the fruits that his divine goodness has sown in them and that he has awaited with ineffable patience. If at the cenacle on Holy Thursday he had praised them for their faith, now that they have seen him risen, now that they have fully understood him, they deserve his solemn praise even more, because they have become stronger and more faithful. The Father loves you, he said then, because you have loved me. How much more the Father must love them, now that their love has grown so much. And for us, dear faithful, what hope these words must give us. Before Easter, we too loved the Savior weakly. We were hesitant in his service. But now that we have been instructed by him, nourished by his mysteries, we can hope that the Father loves us more, because we too love more. We love better. We love his Son more intensely. The Divine Redeemer invites us to ask the Father in his name for everything we need, and above all else, for perseverance in the spirit of Easter. The need for this perseverance is expressed in our offertory of this Mass, which describes the gifts that God has bestowed on us in these Easter days. He has renewed the life of our soul. He has confirmed us in the virtues. He has disposed us to praise him. He has given us the strength not to falter on the difficult path of good. He has reserved his mercy for us. Let us insist then, dear faithful, to obtain this virtue of perseverance, always in greater measure, and let us offer to this intention the most holy victim, who in a few moments will be presented on the altar. Let us turn to Saint Joseph, a master of interior life, to teach us to walk this path of putting into practice what we receive from God. Let us turn to Our Lady, so that we do not stop by distraction, discouragement, or despair once we have begun walking on this path of virtue. Both of them will teach us to talk to their Son and address our prayers to the Heavenly Father in his name. Both of them will show us the great value of humility, of being truthful in acknowledging our place before God, admitting our sins, and begging him for his mercy. With your help, worthily, and not only in this celebration, but in every moment of our life, we can begin, live, and conclude our days with the words of the post-communion. Grant us, O Lord, who you have fed with the virtue of a heavenly table, to desire what is right and to gain what we desire. Saint Joseph, protector of Holy Church, pray for us. O Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.